From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Allied warplanes are on the attack again in Libya against forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi on the day that NATO assumes command of the military operation. That's the sound of a U.S. Air Force fighter jet taking off from a base in Italy to participate in the air assault. But the attacks have not equalized the weapons and firepower advantage Gaddafi's forces have over rebel fighters. The BBC's Ben Brown in eastern Libya says rebels are being forced to retreat from several key areas there.
The rebels lost control of the town of Bin Jawad and retreated in some panic and disarray, also abandoning Ras Lanouf with its strategically crucial oil refinery. Now, people in Ajdabia, which the rebels only recaptured on Saturday, are growing increasingly nervous that once again Colonel Gaddafi's troops could be coming their way. The rebels will try to hold the line today. We've been watching them sending reinforcements to the front line. On the whole, though, they do not have the firepower to match that of the Gaddafi regime.
That's the BBC's Ben Brown in eastern Libya. There's been a surge in the levels of radiation found in seawater near the badly damaged nuclear power complex in Japan, up to their highest levels yet. Japanese safety officials insist the radiation does not pose a threat to human health, but they acknowledge it's still a concern because it means contaminated water is leaking from the facility. NPR's John Hamilton in Tokyo says authorities are considering several ways to keep radioactive material from getting out of the nuclear complex.
At a press conference, a spokesman for the government described two possible measures to deal with tens of thousands of gallons of water containing radioactive material. The water has accumulated in basements, tunnels, and trenches at the Fukushima Daiichi plant. One solution under consideration is to pump the water into a tanker offshore. Another is to temporarily store the water in a waste disposal facility at the plant. The spokesman also mentioned an idea intended to keep radioactive particles from getting into the atmosphere. Workers would cover damaged reactor buildings with a special fabric that would act as a filter. John Hamilton, NPR News, Tokyo.
Talks aimed at reaching a budget agreement to keep the federal government funded through September have stalled on Capitol Hill, but NPR's Audie Cornish says House Republicans have begun reaching out to moderate Democrats on a possible deal to avoid a government shutdown.
Republicans are pushing for deeper spending cuts and the inclusion of some of the policy provisions defunding health care and the like on a long-term budget bill. Democrats say their offers have been rebuffed. Either way, chances are slim that there will be another short-term emergency spending measure, says Virginia Republican and House Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
I want to see a long-term CR here. We've got bigger things to deal with. Time is up here.
Lawmakers are trying to cut somewhere between $20 and $60 billion below the current rate of spending for the fiscal year that ends in 6 months.
This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is expected to set a goal today of reducing the nation's oil imports by one-third over the next decade. Mr. Obama will give details of his plan in a speech at Georgetown University. The White House says he'll make a case for reducing oil imports for economic and security reasons. Senior administration officials say the plan will include boosting domestic energy production and making cars and trucks more fuel efficient. Oil giant BP says an employee has lost a laptop computer that had personal information on 13,000 people who filed claims for damages from the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the company is letting those people know that their personal information may be at risk.
BP says the laptop was lost March 1st. It started sending notices this week to those affected. The laptop requires a password, but the information itself is not encrypted. It includes a person's name, birthday, and social security number. The claims were filed before the process was taken over in August by the Gulf Coast Claims Facility. BP says there's no evidence the information has been misused, and it's offering free credit monitoring. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The Food and Drug Administration is looking for possible links between the dyes used in many foods and hyperactivity in children. An FDA advisory panel begins meetings today to consider the most current data on that issue and to decide whether to recommend further study or to require better labeling. The meeting was prompted by a petition filed by the consumer group, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, which is calling for a ban on 8 commonly used food dyes. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.